All right, everyone, we're back. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We are going to continue with our character creation. We're almost there, guys. All we got to do is really naming. Naming is very important, seeing as none of our adventurers have names yet. And we will also be doing general vibes of characters. Maybe some backstory stuff if we have time. But yeah, that's like the main gist of what we're going to be doing.
Okay, guys, I think I found it. So, with fireballs, that's not right, guys. I swear I'm going to figure it out. Okay, so with them, they typically actually do not have names, at least in and of themselves, with like within their own race. They instead refer to themselves by their roles in the community or their functions. So in this case, my guy would just be named Acolyte, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, that's lame. Give him a name.
So I would still like to give him a descriptive him. It's gonna be maybe a him. I don't know yet. I haven't decided that far. But I'd like to give them a descriptive name at some point. But as of now, with them being in a village and potentially more involved with the church, I would like to give them... They typically otherwise take elven or nature names. So basically, I'm going to pick an elf or satyr name, and that's what we're going to go with.
Very nice. Have you decided on race over there,
Casey? I have decided on race.
Oh, yeah?
Wood elf.
Pretty
basic, but it works very well with monk. And I have an idea for my character being a monk, way of the open hand, soldier, wood elf.
That sounds very cool.
And I take a very different approach to names as compared to Kennedy and Sheridan. So I just looked up Wood Elf Name Generator. And so what I prefer to do, because if I try to do that, I will overthink it and I will never pick one ever. So I just generated a couple of times, see the vibe that I like, pick one, and maybe change a syllable or two. So that's also a good way to name your characters if you feel that there's maybe a little bit too much of your brain space going towards it.
Yeah, see, what I do is I wait until the last minute, and then I make someone else help me decide the name. I've done that with way too many D&D characters. But it's also a strategy if you have very creative people that you can just be like, hey, name this for me. I wouldn't rely on that 100% of the time. So I would definitely recommend Kennedy and Casey's strategy. They are once again very focused on their laptops.
Reading is hard. Yeah, give me a second, man. I don't know how to read.
They're processing. I can see the smoke coming out of their ears.
The brain is a machine. And sometimes it overheats a little bit.
A little bit. Oh. Very intense focus.
Yes. Oh, no, I already have my first name. I'm just figuring out my last name.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't get to know it until I find my last name.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's rude. So, yeah, we're just kind of, they're kind of just thinking. They're using their brains right now. Which is also, D&D is a lot of math. It's like, a lot of people think it's just role-playing. It's a lot of math. Like, the thinking is real when it comes to D&D. Kennedy was saying the smites earlier, like 50 points of damage. You have to add all of that up from like D6s and D4s. So it takes a lot of brain power sometimes, but right now they are very focused on choosing the best names that they possibly can.
Truly.
Yes.
They have to be good.
I will say something else that I do with names, and it's so random. Like, I'll look up examples. I don't use Fantasy Name Generator very often, though I do know it as a good source. But that's because I like to have more things off the dome. But I'll look at other names, and I'll pick and piece them together, which is what Casey does with Fantasy Name Generator.
Yes.
But something I do also, the main reason I look at names is because I have the character in mind. And for some reason, my brain associates a letter with the character.
Interesting.
So like, once I get hooked on a letter, I have to go with that letter. So like, I'm very much feeling like a G or an L for this guy.
Interesting.
So that's what I'm trying to go with right now, and I'm looking.
I personally, names are very difficult. I will try and make the NPCs not be all named like Frank or Bob. I will try and give them creative names. I promise. We will see what happens with the character names for the NPCs.
But Boblin the Goblin is so iconic.
Don't worry, there will be at least one Boblin the Goblin.
Yes.
Okay, I have standards.
Absolutely. We love Boblin.
Yes. And I have my name.
You have your name.
I have my name.
Please share. So,
I'm honestly not entirely sure of gender yet for mine either. I don't know if I'm feeling feminine or masculine with them.
All right.
But their name is Preste Philo-ish.
Preste Philo-ish?
Preste Philo-ish.
That's very nice. Very nice. It is very, it could be either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could just go the androgynous elf route.
I was about
to say,
it is very androgynous, and I think that may be where my vibe for this character is heading anyway, so. And elves in much of media are just kind of there.
Yeah, they kind of are, typically in media, they do lean more androgynous anyway, so I feel like it could be really cool to lean into that, and you can decide the specifics later.
Mm-hmm. No one needs to know. I don't even need to know.
Who needs to know?
Nobody needs to know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It started. The musical theater
here. We do have theater kids in this booth. I'm surrounded by them. It's very scary.
She's actually stuck in here with us, and it's just a ploy to get her to listen to all of her musical theater references.
Yeah.
It's like you thought this was a D&D podcast. No. No. Not anymore.
I mean, they came up with the idea, and then I was dragged into it. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was all a ploy.
I don't know to tell you, we try hard.
It would be a very elaborate ploy if that was their plan, I will say.
So, Kennedy, what's running through that noggin of yours while you're choosing your name?
Well, lots of references. Something I find really hard to do whenever I'm picking a name, any name I come up with, I seem to find a connection to all of them. And then I'm like, well, no, can't use that anymore. I think I've got something over here. I think what I'm going to go for is Casper Galarian.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for Casper Galarian because I did look it up. Casper is a plant, but it's also a ghost. And something that Firebolgs can do is, like, for like one big step, they can turn invincible. No, so we're not talking about that show here. No, invisible. Sorry,
right?
Freudian slip. And then Galarian is very elf, and
right.
I think it's very elf. I have yet to come up with their like actual Firbolg name mm-hmm. of like their function and whatnot. But I definitely will, and I think that definitely will play well into the whole Oath of Redemption thing. Mm-hmm. As in, they were named with a function from the get-go.
Ah, I like that.
And with Oath of Redemption, the whole point is serving a purpose. So I think I'm going to try to make that go in with
I like that, yes.
Oh, also, I should also state for my name, Philo is also a, like, I mean, it means leaf in some languages, obviously.
Plant.
It's also a biostimulant and fun stuff like that. So I did put a smidgen of thought into it.
Ah, I see. Yes, I can't wait for... These characters, I'm gonna forget your names already.
You can do it.
I got it. Casper.
Yeah, mine is easy.
Yours is easy. Yours is a ghost.
Casper the friendly ghost, yes.
which he is both friendly hard. And invisible.
It's hard. It's gonna take me a while to get used to new names, guys. It takes me so long. Anyway.
It's okay, we can wear name tags like last time.
Yes.
We should do that. It's like... If Phyla, but it's more.
That's the last name.
What's the first name?
Starts with a P. You got it.
Helps me none.
It's Pressday.
Pressday. Yes. I can't wait
Elvis
to see
Elvis Pressday.
I can't wait to see what Pressday and Casper get up to.
Probably lots of shenanigans.
Oh, I hope so. Shenanigans are the best part.
I love shenanigans.
So we got names. And we got vibes. Do we want to start talking a little minuscule amount of backstory?
I have a couple ideas.
Maybe just like throw some ideas out. We can workshop some stuff later. And
we can workshop it right now.
The listeners don't need to know everything about your backstory.
Oh, that would ruin the fun.
That would ruin the fun, exactly.
Exactly, yes. So obviously... Wood elf, monk, open hand soldier. A soldier wood elf from a small town could be kind of odd, especially as a monk. Like, what mm-hmm. are they doing there? So I feel like they most likely had a connection to the religion of the town and ended up as a soldier somehow. I don't know if they would have particularly... wish to do that or not. I'm trying to figure that out. But I feel like...
That can be the spice. Don't worry.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so I have a feeling that they were related to clergy in some form of way within their barracks, you know? Like, they probably functioned as a... You know how in every group, like every large group, there is like a smaller group of people who tend to like lead the religious front and things like that. They were probably more into that aspect.
Right.
So they were probably very related into the church as they were growing up as well in their town. And then they probably became a soldier and continued that through that. And they were probably that voice in their group.
All right. I love that. That could be, that has a lot of fun elements that we can play with. I will be talking with you privately about some spice that we can add because obviously we don't want to spoil anything. But
which of course, they're a soldier. They're supposed to be a part of their troop, but somehow I have
now
to end up with
me.
This one.
Yeah, the
so
acolyte.
We'll have to figure that out,
with
too.
This one.
With that
put
one.
Put some respect on the ghost
oh,
name.
Boy. Yes. Okay, Kennedy, Casper.
Hi.
Do you have any ideas for backstory
I
so
do.
Far?
So I'm thinking that... Guys. I'm going to do the obvious. orphan.
Ah, I see. The classic.
The classic. So I'm thinking, I don't know the sitch yet, but I'm thinking it's a got dropped off on the church's doorstep type thing.
Oh, I see. I see.
And I'm thinking that with that, they were perchance.
You can't just say perchance.
Adopted by the either like priest nun people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And at least one of them is an elf, and that's where the Galarian comes from, that part of their name.
Mm-hmm.
And that they just really had these values instilled in them throughout their life. But then they've also had this, like they've both lived in this, like, not higher society, but, like, more modest mm-hmm. society with more values and cleaner and whatnot, and they've really been more with magic. It's been more of a to serve type thing rather, and so part of it is they're kind of wrestling with where this inherent magic comes from, and part of that is going back to the sorcerer part that I'd like to add later,
mm-hmm.
but also the fact that firebolgs themselves have magic, and with Oath of the Redemption, you get cleric cantrips.
Right.
And so I'm trying to play into this more magic pool that mm-hmm. I've been given, both because of the clergy and because of my race, which I also was going for because I wanted to play more of... I wanted to play a paladin who had more magic. Hence the Sorcadin.
Of course.
And so I'm thinking that it's more of like a, like wrestling with oneself mm-hmm. within the magic aspect, with the call to the higher power, with the Oath of Redemption.
Right.
And the need to spread good and peace and whatnot. And like, the type of person who would like protect smaller people or less seen, but would resort to violence when necessary.
Right.
And trust me, they can be violent. I can hit hard and I'm level 3. But that's not their primary goal, which mm-hmm. is part of where the other spells come in with thaumaturgy and command, and I have disguise self and detect magic and a lot of other things other than just smite. That's why whenever I play a paladin, I really only ever pick one other smite.
Right.
Other than the divine smite, because I like to play into their characteristics of good, and I think it's fun to see all their other spells because I think spells are really cool.
Spells are very fun. And we do have a singular spellcaster and a singular fighter.
I know.
Monk,
we're
so.
Such a tiny party.
Yes, okay. Very small. Don't worry, we'll have guests later and we'll make it a 3-person party.
Whoa.
At some point.
Whoa. That's wild. Can't get too crazy.
Oh, it's going to get wild. Don't worry.
Truly.
All
the parties with all the kobolds.
All the kobolds. Don't worry about it.
3 kobolds in a trench coat.
Oh, we might do that at some point. Don't
Probably.
Spoil it. Okay. You are listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We are wrapping up some character creation right now.
Yeah.
We're currently talking about backstory stuff.
At this point, we have a Firebolg Paladin, Oath of Redemption, and a, I can do it, hold on, Wood Elf, Monk, Way of the Open Hand.
Soldier.
I didn't say Acolyte for mine.
oh, yeah. Soldier is kind of an important piece of
yours. Yes, Soldier
though.
Is yeah. an important piece of yes. yours. And so, yeah, we've made our
made the characters.
We've made the characters and we've named them, guys.
We have named them. I will say just a little bit of backstory that ties your characters together. You're obviously from the same small town.
Yes.
There's probably only one church in said small town.
Whoa.
So you probably have come across each other many times, as you are both in the religious circles. However, I wouldn't say you're necessarily friends. I feel like you would know each other's names and faces, and if you saw each other, you would exchange some polite hellos. So you know of each other, and you would talk to each other if you got thrown into the same area.
It's yes. more of a civil arrangement than a...
Yes.
We're not so buddy-buddy, but we are acquaintances.
Yes. You are very loose acquaintances. You have a lot. You guys went to the same church. What ages are you both? That is something you skimmed over.
Hold on, Firebolts live a lot.
Oh, goodness.
You would...
Elves live a lot, yes. too.
So I would aim for young adult. You can take young adult as you will. I know your ages are both a little weird.
I already have an idea as to my age.
Yes. So if you don't know already, D&D races have very weird aging rules. Like elves live for a really long time, so they mature later. There are some that are like mature at the same rate, but they live a really long time. It's really weird. Some of it is really confusing to think about, but once you wrap your head around it, it's not that bad.
Yep.
Have you decided, Kennedy?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with, I'll go with 32.
Which is in, like...
Like, roughly, like, 25.
All right. So, about middle...
It's they reach young adulthood in, like, their 30s.
Okay.
And that's when they, like, mature and whatnot. But they can... So, like, it's fairly early, but they live... To like approximately 500 years.
Okay.
So they make it far, but they start fast, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
So this is where a big difference in species aging is seen. I will be 205 years old, which is 22 human years.
So I'm older than her.
But technically,
but I have lived longer.
Yes. So it's the confusing aspect of one of the characters is older while the other has lived significantly longer.
Significantly longer.
The aging is more based on maturity, I think, and like how much your brain is developed and how time seems to go for you. We're just going to say they're both like early to mid 20s for our sake. For logic purposes, one of them has lived like 35 and one of them has lived like 205. If that confuses you, just ignore it. But for the sake of D&D logic, we must do the math of how old they would be.
I'm telling you, man, you need a calculator. You need dice, a notebook, and a calculator. That's what you need for D&D.
Yes, you need all of those things or else you will be very lost or you will be counting a lot in your head.
And a snack doesn't hurt.
A snack doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt. Also, something that's fun that has to do with the numbers is whenever you're finished making your character and you see your character sheet, you can sometimes see things that are surprising. And so something that we have not talked about yet is movement speed. For instance, the regular movement speed is 30. And sometimes you'll have some extra things added to it. And then you can get a surprising walking movement speed of 45 feet.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yes. I have a character who is a Gloomstalker Ranger whose movement speed is 45 feet, and their initiative is plus 12, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Very fun. And I don't think we've talked about what initiative is yet. I feel like initiative is one of the most heard words in relationship to D&D. Because people are always talking about initiative and rolling initiative and whatnot. So initiative is when you get into a fight with something, you roll initiative, aka you roll a d20. And then you add your initiative to it. And your initiative is found just below your proficiency bonus, or at least it is on your character sheet if you use D&D Beyond. And it is usually just your dex
I believe bonus, so, yes.
Unless you have other things. Like Gloomstalkers get an addition to your dex. If you take the alert feat, you get an addition to your initiative. And so that is what determines the order in which you play in during combat. So if I were to roll, I could roll a 14 on a d20 and my initiative be a plus one. And Casey could roll an 11 and her initiative be a plus six. And she would get to go before me because with the math, it comes back. It always comes back, I swear. Her initiative would end up being higher than mine. And so with two people, it's not as big of a deal. But when you play D&D with eight people, combat takes so long. Just simply so long.
We know from experience. I DM a 8-player campaign currently.
It's wild.
It goes crazy.
Especially when like more than half the party are spellcasters.
Yes. It gets pretty insane.
Reading is a lot. Reading's a lot.
And math. Math reading is also and math. A lot.
You gotta know how to read and you gotta know how to do math. So yeah. You should be able to do it.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, I promise.
Luckily, if you're not feeling like reading and doing math, you could just keep listening to us and we'll do all of the reading and math for you.
Yeah.
And tell you a lovely story along the way.
Yeah. You can just have the experience of D&D without ever having to play D&D.
You don't have to add a single number together.
Yes, we will do all the math for you.
And we will probably mess up math more than once, but it's okay because you don't need to check our math.
You don't need to know about all the math we get wrong. It's okay. But yeah. Yes,
but we will be rolling real dice.
Yes.
We will be having real moments. We will have funny moments. We will have sad moments. We will have surprising moments. As though we are all working together as a trio, we do not know the story that Sheridan is making.
Yes.
We have access to it, but we're not looking at it.
Yes, they do technically have access to it, but
that's just to make sure she's not doing any crazy shenanigans.
I have told them, I haven't, but I will tell them now. If you look at it, I'm gonna make you roll like like 12 d6 of psychic damage. So
oh goodness,
don't do that.
Oh goodness,
don't do that.
And that's not for your D&D character. That's for you. So
that's
you better
for
hope you.
Yeah.
Have high constitution.
Yeah, you better have that high HP, or else you're gonna get got by
you're
the psychic
You're gonna get got.
Damage.
Psychic damage is gonna get you.
Yep, and not only can the DM have some fun things, you can also have some fun player DM things. For instance, Kennedy and Sheridan have already plotted against me something. I'm not sure what.
Oh, right, we never told you what that
we
was.
We did never tell you.
I have not been told what has happened. All I see are some glances being exchanged and some text messages happening. And being told,
oh,
I will find out later.
We did tell you the text messages.
You told
I
me
think.
Eight? No?
We may have told you, or we may have imagined that we told you. I think it's funnier if we keep it a secret.
Yes, but the other thing was simply about how our heroes in this story may or may not be inspired by a certain trio of fellows. And we were simply discussing some of
that. And I will have the trio of heroes made before next time.
We will.
And I will give you a very dramatic rendition.
Very
of the
dramatic.
Yes. Very dramatic.
A whole song. Song and dance.
I will not be singing. That is where I draw
She's
the
gonna
line.
Compose music for this.
I will not compose music for this. I will find a composed piece of music to make it more dramatic, but I will not compose it.
Which with that, we should go ahead and recognize just how much effort a GM puts into a campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
Sheridan has already done so much for us, and she's still doing things. So we should just continue to recognize, because while Kennedy and I will still be doing things behind the scenes, we just have to sit here, enjoy the story, and play with our pretty math rocks. Sheridan
exactly.
has
math
to
rocks.
Come up with the story. And so we just want to go ahead and give a preemptive thank you
and
recognition
much.
To Sheridan, who is really making this story what it is this during this arc.
Thank you. Thank you. I will be doing my best to make this a very enjoyable time. I will be adding chaos because, of course, I can't help myself.
And we will do our best to roll the pretty math rocks as well as possible. Yes. But it won't be as well as possible very often.
I might be hoping for at least one nat one.
There will be more than one. We should make a ratio. We should start right now.
We should start a ratio.
And we're gonna make a ratio. We're gonna do statistics. Some statistics in here because we may be theater kids, but we are also STEM kids, or at least Casey and I are.
Yes. I don't know what I am.
Yep. Yes, Casey and I are both theater children and STEM nerds. So we say that with love to all the other STEM people out there.
And there will be dice going into dice jail if I know how my dice act.
We will have a dice jail, and we will tell you all when a dice goes into dice jail.
Yes.
We will determine the statistics, and the worst dice will be punished.
Exactly. Yes, I
agree. He will sit in the dunce chair.
Yes.
In the corner. But yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we made a Discord for the community. So what that entails is in the next week or so, we hope to make a flyer to better advertise this podcast so that we can hopefully get more input from people and see what they want to see or what they think is going to happen, because we think it's very fun to see what people think is going to happen, especially when Casey and I don't really know yet.
Yeah, I'm the only one that knows.
Yes, it's simply the DM in her dark and scary voice. And so this Discord is going to be a community channel based around both this campaign with all of its arcs and characters, as well as just fostering creativity in the community and hopefully even starting some other D&D things. I've seen firsthand on campus from both this group and a different group of people where they literally had never met each other before. And then they were like, let's make D&D characters. And then they made D&D characters, and now they've got 12 people in a campaign. And that both happened with me and two of my friends here and a different group of kids who I've seen around here. And I've seen it probably 5 separate times with different groups each time here. And so we are hoping to keep that going and keep and facilitate more of that for the people who are afraid to ask or are too busy at the moment and maybe can only do virtual or whatnot. But we will be sharing that link hopefully through a QR code on the flyer.
Yes.
So that you can join. There will be a set of rules, so please consent to the rules. Don't do anything stupid on there. There will be like a 3-strike system unless you do something really, really, really bad. But hopefully it can just be a place of art and creativity and Dungeons and Dragons and tabletop games and friends and whatnot.
Yes.
So yeah.
So this has been KHD20. You're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas, and we are signing off. I think there's someone in here right after us, so stick around.
Yes. Yeah. Can't wait to see y'all next week.
Thank you.